want to talk about tonight is within the family of God, you've got the husbands, you've got the wives, you've got the children. And I want to deal with those things tonight. But now, how many of y'all know that in a family, sometimes family don't treat family right? Amen. How many of y'all agree with that tonight? You got a brother or sister, natural. How many people in here tonight have told their natural brother or sister to shut up? We told each other.
That's right.
All right. How many have actually fought with your brother or sister, naturally? I mean, had a physical altercation? Me and him again. Yeah, we had it out. Some people still holding their hand up. Y'all, that was a long one. Huh? But I want to say this, that sometimes people treat strangers better than people you know. And I'm saying that to say it ought not to be that way. If you don't mind, sometimes husband and wife, they don't treat each other like they should, but then they go on the job and they're so courteous and kind. If there's anybody you ought to be courteous and kind to, that ought to be your husband or your wife. And so we thank God for that today. Let's go now to 1 Peter 3 and 1. Get your Bible, read along with us. Now I want to tell you that husband and wives, it has something to do with these single people too. Because how many single people in here today want to get married at some point in your life? At some point. At some point. Let me see your hands again, because that was pretty weak. All right. Now listen. You need to understand how this situation comes together and how this situation works, because when the time comes, you need to make a wise decision.
Right.
And before we get into 1 Peter, the third chapter, I want to let you know why you ought to consider this situation. St. Luke 16 and 18. St. Luke 16 and 18, because the situation is, in this society today, many of the marriages are not working.
Right.
I understand there was statistics, and I don't know, that may be an old one now, that 50% of the marriages end in divorce. I don't know, it may be a little higher now. The last one I recognized was 50. Somebody said it's what? 64%. So it's rise, it has risen, it has climbed. And I'm persuaded to say if there's something changed, it's going to climb a little more. Because marriage is an institution that's under attack. People don't recognize marriage like they ought to.
Right.
They're not considering marriage like they ought to. Marriage is a lifetime commitment.
That's right.
Do y'all agree with that?
Yes.
And that is to say, I married my wife and I'm supposed to be with her until I die.
Right.
Or until she die.
Right.
Whichever comes first. And like I heard one of the ministers say, we don't have the option of killing each other.
Right.
And so, when I considered marrying my wife, we had a conversation about this very thing. And I would tell anybody, if you're considering marrying somebody, one of the questions you probably ought to ask is, do you believe in divorce? Because when you marry somebody, you are going to have problems. How many married folks in here can say amen?
Amen.
Amen. You are going to have problems. And if you have that divorce card that you feel like you can play, you will pull it out sometimes.
Yeah.
hand, the situation gets so rough sometimes until you will play that hand. Mm-hmm. Am I right about it?
That's right.
But I thank God that me and my wife, we discussed it. I knew she came up under Bishop Lawson. I knew what Bishop Lawson preached. I knew what Bishop Lawson taught. But one thing I would say to anybody, I don't care if they're sitting in this congregation, you need to check them out before you marry them.
Right.
Because oftentimes there will be some sitting among us who don't believe.
Right.
And that is no new thing. There have always been people among the saints who were not saints.
Right.
It's been that way.
Right.
When Jesus Christ walked the earth, he had a Judas among him.
Right.
Who actually was named Judas. People called people Judases now, but they named it after Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord.
Right.
Who heart never did get right.
Right.
So sometimes people are sitting in the congregation, but the heart is not right.
Right.
So when I was looking for a wife, I wasn't looking for, like Elder Robinson was talking last night, I wasn't looking for that stripper lady.
Right.
No.
That's right.
I was looking for a wife, somebody that was going to be by my side.
Right.
And somebody that was going to be with me until the end.
Yeah.
So I asked the question because I wanted to know what she would say. And I think she asked me, do you believe? And I don't believe. And I thank God a few days ago we were able to celebrate 19 years. Thank God. And I thank God for it.
Yes.
And I want to say this. Marriage is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's what you make out of it. Your marriage can be as great as anybody's marriage.
Right.
And you ought to feel like you got one of the greatest.
Right.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I am glad I married that lady. And getting ready to go forward, we had some trouble in the beginning. We had some trouble in the beginning. And I'll say this, you know what a lot of the trouble was? Me. The lot of the trouble was me. And I say this to our men. You are a lot of the trouble in your home if you got trouble in your home.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jeffries.
Amen.
You don't have to go along with me. I don't care.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. In fact, about it, my feelings done got a little tough. And my skin is tough. People don't have to like me. One thing about it, I don't care if you like me or not, I love you. Uh-huh. You don't have to treat me good. I love you anyway. Uh-huh. I just don't come to that point. But I'm going to tell you the truth. And I tell anybody, I'm going to tell you the truth, you like me or not. A lot of times in the home, we've been doing a lot of talking this week about these ladies. But I'm going to tell you, the problem is the men. And nobody in this building ought to jump me after church. Look out for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. A lot of the problem is the men. When the head gets straight, everything else gets straight.
Yeah.
And the truth is, when I straightened up, my marriage got better. When I started seeing myself, then things got better.
Right.
Let me tell you why a wife disrespects you sometimes. Sometimes a wife disrespects you. disrespect a husband because a husband disrespect a wife.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. If you want respect, my former pastor, I say it again, he taught me this. Bishop Lawson said, you've got to earn your respect. And let me tell you something, that's true.
That's right.
You earn your respect. Let me tell you something, men. Treat your wife in such a way to where she can't help but respect you. She can't help herself.
Right. You got it right.
Be kind. Mm-hmm. Be courteous.
Right.
Respect her.
Right.
Take the weight off of her. If she don't have time for you because she's so tired, then one of the good things you can do is take some of the pressure off of her.
Right.
Take some of the load off of her.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
And so we're grateful to God for that today. Let's go with what the Bible says. It's 1 Peter 3 and 1.
We went to St. Luke 16 and 18.
St. Luke 16 and 18.
Whosoever
putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery.
All right.
Whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery.
Right.
And let me tell you something about adultery. And I tell anybody, all our young people, adultery is when a man puts away his wife and marries another wife. Amen. When a woman puts away her husband and marries another husband. You cannot do that. I know you see a lot of that going on, but that's not what you ought to do.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
If you marry somebody, you need to hang in there until one of you die.
Right.